Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Sand City. Okay, we have technical difficulties again, but welcome to Sand City. This is your boy Cash, chilling down as usual. Y'all know how we do it on a Tuesday. Kick back, relax, have a little fun. Oh, shit, I see we saw Nelly. Look at Stone. What's good?
Yeah, I didn't mean to press one. I'm sorry. It's just one rabbit.
Okay, girl. Don't worry about it. We can kick back, relax, have a little fun. Do what we always do on Tuesdays. Get this damn thing cracking. Y'all know. I see. You got a background going on with you.
I know. That's why I didn't mean to press one. I'm going to put you on mute, though, but I'm here.
All right. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. When you get ready, just come on back in. Check this out, y'all. We're going to go to the song. We're going to go to the song. We'll be right back. Okay, I guess all the songs are not working today. We're on technical difficulty for real. But nevertheless, we got to keep the show going. So, check this out. I'm going to kick back. I'm trying to figure out something. And whenever you feel like you could chime in, look, so you chime in, you let me know. But I want to talk about ambition. Have you ever had that ambition to do something, but in the process of ambition, in the process of your ambition, you fucked around and you didn't, I mean, it's like, it seemed like everything that went to the wayside, everything, your life, your love affairs, everything just going, but you just got to keep that ambition going. I mean, me doing Sand City Radio, I've been trying to do this shit for like, oh my God, been a minute now. But in the process, I mean, y'all, anybody that listens to the show know that, you know, some people not here no more. They used to be here. Nevertheless, still got love for them, and that's why we do it. But the ambition keeps me going. The ambition of the show keeps me going, and that's what I want to talk about tonight. People with ambition. I mean, do you got that person in your corner that's bagging you up? You got that person that's saying, okay, you know, because your ambition is that strong, I'm going to help you out, or I'm going to have your back. But a lot of cases, we don't have that. A lot of cases, it's like, okay, well, shit, you ain't making time for me. I ain't going to make time for you. And the motherfucker see that you going, you know, you trying to get this career thing going, or you trying to get your business going, or you trying to get something going. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, motherfuckers don't understand that, and they get the acting all funny. So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what is the method to that? I mean, do you try to find a way to, like, coincide with them, or do you just, like, say, fuck them? You know, because it's like, whew, man, it gets deep. It gets real deep sometimes, especially when you're trying to get this shit going, you know. That's how we're trying to do it today, so.
You know what, Cass?
Yeah?
Your dreams are yours, you know, and that goes for anybody. It's like, ain't nobody gonna make your dreams come true except for you. So sometimes, you know, you might not want to say, fuck this person, fuck what they're thinking about, fuck what they're talking about, but at the same time, them is going to be the same people that want something from you once your dreams do come true. So it's like, you have to, you know. Ain't nobody going to do for you like you going to do for you. So, you know, in spite of all else, I mean, shit, you ain't never going to achieve your dreams if you don't try hard, you know, if you don't give it everything you got. I mean, nobody who ever made it, like really, really made it, from nothing, got where they were at by giving up or by saying, okay, you know, I'm going to go ahead and let it rest. You can't let it rest. You got to give it everything you got or you're never going to see your dream.
Yeah, okay. That's true. Jadeen, what's happening, baby?
What the hell you done did now? She going off on you already?
Nah.
No.
I'm just saying, tonight I was talking about ambition. I'm talking about ambition, man. It's like, you know, when you going at something, like I said, I've been trying to do this same shitty thing for a while now, and you know that. And in the process of it, you know, we didn't have people come and go. And it's like, you know, what do you, you know, do you ever do, like, let's just say your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
If he or she's not, like, filling your dream, do you let your dream take a back seat or do you just say, fuck them, I'm going to live my dream?
No. People, if you okay, this is how I feel about it. If you okay with not pursuing your dream for that person, don't do it for that person. Don't do it because that person wants you to do it. Do it because you just want to do it for that person. You understand what I'm saying?
Not at all.
No. Okay, so they want you. I'm trying to explain what I'm trying to say. They want you to quit, but this is your dream. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But this is the person you say you want to be with.
Okay.
Okay. And my thing is, are you doing it just because, if you do decide to give it up, are you doing it because they want you to give it up, or are you doing it because you want them to be happy? Let's say it like that. You see what I'm saying?
Oh. Okay.
And then
okay.
In the long run, are you going to look back at them and you're going to regret it and take it out on them? Are you going to do that? I mean, I guess those are like, I'm just throwing out questions. Those are questions you would have to ask yourself. You see what I'm saying?
Right. And I understand that. I mean, but how do you make it work? Like, okay, let's just say, for instance, you know, I mean, I've been told many a time, I'm told by a lot of people that I could not be your woman while you doing that show. I cannot. And I'm like, why not? And it's like, no, if you was my man, there's no way you'd be doing that show. Why not? I mean, this is a dream of mine. Why would you stop it? You know, this is radio. This is what we do. This is entertainment. You know, I mean, it's like you wouldn't be my woman, but you would be like, you could, you know, you can fuck around and be Denzel's wife, and he has sex scenes all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But he's acting. He's doing something. Why? Because I'm not on that grand stage yet. Notice I did say yet.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like, okay. You know,
I mean,
I hear it a lot, too.
I mean, it all goes into, you know, the insecurities that, and I ain't gonna say, some women have insecurities, some women have this thing of ownership. You know what I mean? It's like, well, you my man, and I don't want this other woman talking to you like that. But my thing about it is, whether you own a show or walking on the street, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whichever one, it's going to be somebody trying to talk to you. You see what I mean? It don't matter where you at. And my thing is, even if you had all the money in the world or the money like Denzel, I bet they wouldn't say nothing to him if
they wouldn't have a problem spending it. Exactly. So for
exactly. They wouldn't have a problem spending all the damn dime.
And that's my whole point, because it's like, you know, it's like, okay, let's just say, I mean, because I brought it to somebody. And the only reason I bring it up, because somebody said something to me today. You know, they said they heard the show. They like, ooh, we listening to your show, and you couldn't be my man. Ain't no way in hell, this, that, and the other. Okay, but now, And I used Tyrese as an example. I said, well, what if you was married to Tyrese? Oh, that's fine, motherfucker. Hell yeah, he could do whatever the fuck he want. Really? Because he's established. I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay, so now what you're saying is now, if I get established, then I can go balls to the wall. But because we haven't been picked up yet, you know, you gonna stifle my dream? I just think that's selfish.
My thing is, if you're going to have values all the way around. Don't have values at one point, then the next point, when it's favorable to you, then your values change. If you that way, then be that way the whole way around. Don't, you know what I mean? Whether you got money or don't have money, then your values shouldn't change.
I agree wholeheartedly. Miss Pimp, what's happening?
Yeah, man. You know, I'm listening, and my whole point in case of at least from what, how I understood it, is why would you be with somebody that, for one, is going to stifle your dream and not support you? Mm-hmm. I mean, I forget, they not supporting you, kick rocks.
Good point.
Isn't that horrible?
I mean, you know, and I understand that. And like I said, it was brought to me, and it was just like, you know, you couldn't possibly have a girl. And I'm like, you know, okay, ain't none of your business if I do or I don't. But because of that show, no, hell no. And hey, there's no motherfucking way. And I'm like, okay, but this is entertainment, you know. And it's like, how in the hell do you... You know, but if I was already established, it'd be something totally different. Hold on, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up, Molly?
Molly Marl, what's up, brother?
Yeah, man.
What you feel about that, Molly? If somebody tell you you can't follow your dream or they got a problem with it.
Yeah. Oh, man, if you don't live some kind of dream or follow some kind of dream, you're living a dreadful existence. You know, you got to be, I told that to everybody, you know, you got to, I don't know what kind of dream it is that you got or anything, you know, but you got to be striving towards something else, you know. You know, you got to, because if you're not, you know, you're living a dreadful existence. You're just existing. You ain't living.
Exactly.
And live.
Hey, I got a question real quick, y'all. Here's my question with the whole thing. If you should say, all right, okay, look, let's say, when you do make it to where you want to be, would that person have a problem if you say, all right, you never supported me, now I'm there, fuck you? You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a double standard type of bullshit. Like, shit, I can't, my man is always supposed to aspire to something bigger. You know what I mean? Like, and when you stop aspiring to something bigger, that's when we have a problem. You know, mm-hmm. your woman should never stifle your dreams. She should always support your dreams. Your woman should always say, shit, it's hard, and I got to deal with this, and I got to deal with that, but you got to deal with shit, too. So it's like, would she feel all right if once you do make it to where you're trying to be, you say, fuck you? That's the question you ask that chick.
Well, now, hold on. That go for men, too, because there's a lot of men that don't want to see their women follow their dream. No, I mean, it goes both ways. I'm not going to sit here and just put it all off on the women. It's men that act like bitches, too. You know, they don't want to see.
I mean, I was just saying it like that because you're
I understand what you're saying.
Like,
I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying, I just believe it's just people in general that just get to the point where, I mean, You know, that's just like if your woman get this great job. This woman gets this great job, and she, you know, she's making hella money. You know what I'm saying? She's doing good, you know. Hell, I'm going to brag. I'm going to brag about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to come out the bar, yeah, you know, yeah. We got to go to this dinner, you know, yeah. She worked there. Yeah, she worked there, you know. Yeah, she up there with the big wigs, you know. I'm going to brag about it. You know, I know people that would be like, man, you know, fuck that shit, man. I ain't fuck with motherfuckers. You know, I know somebody that, you know, I seen a situation where the person came into some money. And the person was like, you know, I'm like, oh, shit, you know, y'all rolling. And fuck that shit. Man, I don't know about you, but shit, man. I'd be the happiest motherfucker walk the face of the earth. You know what I'm saying? My pride don't go that deep where, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to feel like I'm less than a man because you got more money. No, I'm still going to be the man.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? And now, unless she just coming to me like, motherfucker, I got the money, I'm in control. No, hold on, we're going to nip this in the bud right now. I mean, because in a lot of cases, I know I talk a lot of shit, but in a lot of cases, I do, well, with the exception of Miss Pimp, but I do see the fact that a lot of women are willing to just sit down and be women. You know, Miss Pimp ain't going to do that. She going to fucking suck my dick. Suck my dick. Miss Pimp, you ain't got a dick, but suck it anyway. Huh? She must not hear me.
You know, people always want what they don't have. You know what I'm saying? It's like you see your favorite celebrity on the VMAs or the BET Awards or the whatever, and they be like, ooh, if I was, you know what I'm saying, ooh, but they don't realize that, you know, that life, it takes a lot of sacrifice. Like, like you said, Cash, you know what I'm saying, you got to watch your man on the screen having sex scenes or love scenes with other women all the time. But that's just putting bread on your table, you know? So it's like people always.
Being all the backstage shit that go on and producers, you got to do this to get this role. You know, those people just don't be getting them roles just because they look good and stuff like that. You know all the shit they probably be going through to get them roles and stuff.
They be sucking some fat, baby.
Exactly.
But at the same time, don't have a problem in the world spending the fucking money. And as soon as the money don't come in, as soon as the money stop coming in the way they used to it, now they want to leave you. So it's like, shit, you might as well, you know what I'm saying, done what the fuck you had to do in the first place. Because in the end, that person who don't support your dreams,
it's going to be the one that take all your money when you do make it.
Exactly.
Because they can't handle the life now. So what you think going to happen if you make it big? Well, hell, now you got to pay them half because, you know, they just waited for you to make it big so they can leave anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to get a trip down by the lake.
Yeah, shit. I'm getting a cup of Kool-Aid. That bleach I'm sitting inside of it. There you go, bitch. Drink this.
Them be the people that go out and buy the biggest house on the block, but they mad because you got to spend 2 months in Malaysia filming a scene or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's like you was just only in it for the money anyway.
Because my whole thing is if a person just say, okay, look here, you know, I mean, and don't get me wrong, I know, like, doing this, I mean, in the past 4 years, yes, I'd be lying if I say that inbox ain't had a couple of crazy messages in it. Yes, it has. You know, but nevertheless, you know, you decipher through the bullshit, you know. Everything ain't for everybody, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, once we say goodnight, the show's over. You know, I mean, I'd be lying if I said I haven't had my fair share of crazy inbox messages. But, I mean, I believe that just comes with the territory. You know,
I have to be honest. Some people, to be on the real, some people just don't have no aspirations. You have people out there that are okay and they are content with their lives the way it is. They don't want nothing to change. They don't want to grow. They don't want to get paid more money. They feel like they okay. My ex-husband was like that. He felt like his life was perfect the way it was. He didn't want nothing to change. He didn't understand why I worked so hard, why I was striving to get my degrees and things like that. He thought I was doing too much. And some people are content with the way their lives are. So they don't understand. Sometimes people just don't understand your aspirations and your dreams because they don't have any. You see what I mean?
You know
he worked at the same job for 15 years. He's been doing the same thing for 15 years. Don't you think you should be managing something right about that?
Yeah, if I'm there 15 years, yeah, at some point. Yeah,
but he didn't have them types of dreams or aspirations.
I'm not going to keep sitting behind his desk 15 years from now in the same goddamn spot. No, fuck this. Okay. I'm not moving. It's time for me to go.
Some people are just content with their life. I just don't feel that way. I feel like you should always be learning and growing for the rest of your life. You know what I mean? I think that's just a continuous thing.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you now. First, I started off washing lettuce. Then I moved on to the fries. That's when the big stuff comes.
I come to America looking at.
But the guy is fucked up. As fucked up as that sound. He had a game plan, though. He said, wait, first, now he washing letters. And when he moved up to the fries, he had a game plan. Hey, he said, I ain't going to be washing these letters all goddamn year. Shit, I'm going to move up.
Oh, goodness.
You know what I'm saying? That's when the big bucks start rolling in. Oh, man. You know, it just caught me, man, because I was just sitting there like, you know, like, wow, really? It's like, you know, and it was females, and they was like, they listened to the show, and it was just like, no. No, you cannot be my man saying the stuff that you say. And I'm like, well, hell, in all actuality, you should have caught me 2 years ago. I think I'd have kind of toned it down a lot. I'm like, if you think I'm mad now 2 years ago, you'd have hated to even, you wouldn't even want to be in the same city with me. I'm talking about shit. We had, when the show first originally started, we had shit live sex shows going on.
I missed that shit. Damn.
Yeah, Marley. Oh, Marley, we was out there, man. Hey, we lived up to the moniker Sin City. I mean, we had live sex shows, shit. I mean, when we had the webcam show going, hell, every woman that got on there had to show their titties in order to get on the show.
Hey, Red said that she has a winner for you tonight in conversation. She just told me to jump in there and say that because she said, I need to tell him my issues today.
Who is that?
Red, my daughter.
Well, shit, speak them out. Put on the phone. Let's go.
Okay. What's up, Cass? How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How you doing, beautiful?
Oh, man. All right, so check this out. 29, I'm single, have two children, right? I'm going right now through a little financial situation and, you know, the struggle right now. Well, I know this guy.
We all going through it.
Yeah. So I know this guy for 2 years, okay? He's a police officer. Had a couple run-ins with him, you know, crushing, you know, stuff like that. Well, like 4 months ago, I had actually, you know, stepped in and was like, you know, how you doing? You know, we've been knowing each other for a while. You know, I think we need to start talking on a personal level. So he gave me his number. We started talking. Now, this is the thing. He's married, okay? I didn't know he was married at first. I found that out.
He never told
you? No, he never told me. I wouldn't say he never told me. I say I never asked. I never even asked if he have a woman, a girlfriend, which I'm pretty sure that's something that he should have just been straightforward and been like, look, I got a wife, I'm married. You know what I mean? But in the meantime, in between time, he knows the situation I've been going through. He done got me a car. You know, basically he's been there when no one else has been, you know. And it ain't no sexual thing. I haven't had sex with him or anything like that. And
Wait. He bought the car. You ain't gave up no.
No, I had listed. Matter of fact, today on some real stuff, the car was having problems, and I told him. The car is in his name. It's really technically his car, but he got it for me. He's making payments on the car. He got, you know, full coverage insurance on the car, all in his name. I'm driving the vehicle. Today I told him about some things that was, you know, wrong with the car. I went to the shop and he paid like a band to get everything fixed with the car. School shopping for my kids, you know, whatever. And I'm not, no, don't get me wrong. I'll let him know, like, I appreciate everything that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? But I don't ask him for anything. You know, he basically does it on his own. My thing is he don't want to be with his wife no more. This is what he's telling me. I've never been involved with a man that's been married. So everything is kind of new to me. And a lot of people are saying, well, maybe he, you know, he done with his wife or, you know, this, that, and the other. Or, you know, I just need some advice because I've never been in this type of situation before. And I feel bad. But then again, I don't even ask any questions about his wife or anything. So I think the less that I know about her, I mean, I don't get, but am I wrong? Just tell me if I'm wrong.
Well, I mean, in God's eyes, we all wrong, but hey, welcome to Sin City. But,
Listen, he's been married for 8 years, okay? He's been married for eight years. He only has one child, and the child is with her. From my understanding is that when she got pregnant, she was like, hey, let's get married. And he was like, all right. He never proposed or anything. You know, I'm pretty sure I'm way different than his wife. Eventually, yeah, maybe. But at the same time, I mean, he's married.
How long y'all been together?
I've known him for 2 years. I know him for 2 years. He knows me. He's well acquainted with me and my family. We never started talking like that until like 4 months ago.
And you ain't jacked him off or nothing?
No. He just recently got a hug and a kiss.
Probably
2 weeks ago was his first kiss.
Is he old?
No, he's 34. I'm 29. He's 34. He just turned 34 in August. August the 12th.
Is he ugly?
No, he's not ugly. He's very, no. He's definitely not ugly.
Okay.
Maybe he just respected her and wants to wait until she's ready. Maybe, oh, my God.
You think that's what it is?
Man.
Because
man.
He never came to me.
I'm
he never came
he
to me.
I'm not saying he don't want it. I'm not saying he don't want it. What I'm saying is he's just respecting the fact that you're not ready yet. Not to say that he don't want to. I'm not saying that.
But what's up with this wife? Okay, I got to tell y'all what happened today, though, y'all. Listen, his wife went through his call. I guess you know how you get online, and y'all got phones through the same company. She sees my number.
Yeah, she sees all his calls and all his text messages.
Yep,
and, yeah.
So she didn't see no text messages because she seen some text messages. I'm pretty sure there would have been some hell raising, but she did see my number, and... you know, he said that, you know, she asked about my number. So he was like, if this number calls your phone, ignore it. And I'm like, well, who number is it? So he was like, that's, you know, my wife's number. I'm like, hold on, you know, I'm asking questions. And I'm like, wow, you know what I'm saying? So he went and got a whole nother phone. He texted me and was like, this is my new number. I'm like, I said, so is this the red phone? You know what I mean? Like, is this specifically just for me to call? You know, like, I don't get it, y'all. I don't get it. It's
Hold on now. Wait a minute. Now, let me ask you this.
Yes.
If the wife would have called, what would you have said?
Uh huh.
What would you have said? Would you spill the beans on him?
You know what? I don't think I would have. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have. Because you know what? I don't even ask about her. And I feel like whatever situation that y'all going through in y'all household, that's y'all situation to handle that. So if she would have called... If she would have called my phone, I guess he had explained to her that, you know, oh, this is a guy that I was working part-time for, you know, but he told me what he told her. So if she would have called my phone knowing the conversation that, you know, her and he had, then I think I would have played along with it.
Oh, goodness. So he just lying to both of y'all as far as I'm concerned.
So you think he lying to both of us?
He's lying to both of y'all.
He told me.
He's telling you he's leaving his wife. He won't leave his wife. Well, then, would you laugh?
Well, he didn't say. Hold on. He didn't say that he was leaving her. He just said he's not happy and he don't want to be with her anymore. He didn't say technically, like, I'm leaving her.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, because what it is that she's not working. I know that much. And she's a stay-at-home mom. So I don't know if he's trying to let her get on her feet for, you know, whatever reason or what the case may be, which is none of my concern. I don't care. You know, that's your business, your household, and that's what you do with her. But, I mean, like I told him, like, I don't feel the whole situation about you being married and... I'm not fucking you, period. I told him that. Like, you're married. I'm not giving you none.
Okay.
So, you giving the car back?
You know what, Ray? I got to say this. If you're not going to fuck him and you ain't going to give him none because he's married, you shouldn't be accepting his gifts. That's just how I feel about it.
Okay. Makes sense.
My thing about it is you should think about yourself. Okay?
Okay.
What do you want out of your life? This is how I'm looking at it. If you eventually want to get married to somebody, you know it's not going to be him. Okay?
Right.
Unless he up and decides to leave her or whatever happens, you are juggling your life. with this man. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like you putting your life on hold for somebody else who may
that's already
or may
taken.
Not. I'm not saying he don't care for you. I'm not saying that. But he may or may not be doing things in your best interest. You see what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Because
this right here is
not going to end good. I'm just being real with you. It ain't going to end good because that motherfucker paying all that money. He paying for your car. He paying for you. He probably paying some bills here and there. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, even though you telling him you ain't going to fuck him in his mind, damn it, you are.
And you know what he tells me that he loves me? He tells me that he loves me and that he's in love with me, and he's been loving me for quite some time now. He just never had the, you know, just never, I guess, had the balls to come out and say it. But, you know, the fact remains, I understand that you're going through a situation with your wife and at home, but they had, you know, my thing is, you know, maybe I shouldn't have accepted the car. And I told him I didn't want the car. I told him. But he was like, well, just say as if, you know, I'm your friend and, you know, you need something right now and I got it to give to you. You know what I mean? And blah, 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 blah. He was just like basically like take it as a gift type thing. So.
That's a hell of a gift.
My thing is this. If. Because, I mean, I don't think that you should be picking and choosing what you will and won't do if because he's married is the reason. If you won't do this with him because he's married, then you shouldn't do that with him because he's married. I mean, it's like if
yeah.
because he's married is your reason for not doing this and that, then you shouldn't be doing nothing with him. Because
right.
whether it's a kiss on the cheek or, you know what I'm saying, a date to the movies or whatever, if because he's married is the reason why you won't do one thing, I think then because he's married is you shouldn't do anything with him. You know what I'm saying? You can't pick and choose what's okay because he's married and what's not
married.
Because he's married. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, married is married. I mean, it don't make a difference. I mean, married is married. That's, you know, he's
so... him going to get a phone, now he done went and got a whole nother phone. He done went and got a whole nother phone. Just so
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
I'm sorry.
The butt. You said what, honey? I'm sorry.
My thing is he's doing a lot to preserve what he has at home. You done got a whole nother phone. You know what? I was married. You know, my ex-husband had a woman. Hell, I don't even believe that two people can be, you know, with each other without sleeping around with other people anyway. Those are just my beliefs.
Right.
I just don't believe people were made that way. I'm not saying men
right.
in particular. I'm not saying women in particular. I don't think we was made to be in a monogamous relationship. That's just how
right.
I feel. But my thing is, when I was married, he had somebody else. I knew about the woman. And she had it so in her mind that he was leaving
they was
me.
Gonna be together.
Yeah, that they were gonna be together. He didn't tell her all this stuff, and oh, I was just the most horrible thing walking. And then as soon as he looked at me, I don't know what she's talking about because I ain't going nowhere. And he didn't. So you sitting here,
okay.
you didn't listen to his whole all his stories. He didn't told you, which were mostly lies. You see what I'm saying? Because
you feel like because he went and got that phone and stuff like
of
that, that
he's preserving
his home.
He's preserving his home. He is
all
not
right.
made
his home.
So much damn
now, hold on. Right, and as a man, I'm going to say this. And I know I'm probably, Marley, don't shoot me because I know I'm breaking the guy code. But I'm going to tell you right now, right off the bat, the man was married, and he didn't tell you, that was the first red flag. I mean, because he should have let it be your decision. I'm just saying this, he should have let that
right.
be your decision if you're going to fuck with him or not. I mean, Right. If you married, I mean, and like Janine said, I mean, we gonna do what we gonna do, but at least lay all your cards on the table, you know.
Right.
Don't. Well, you didn't ask me, so I didn't tell you. Nah, that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Right.
And I mean, even as a man, I gotta say that that's bullshit because, I mean, my thing is this: if I'm married, I'm gonna tell you I'm married. I'm married. This is what it is. What you want to do about it. Now, if you choose to say, well, I'm going to stick around or I'm going to deal with you, okay, fine. At least that way, you know, everything is honest. Because now, like she said, he got you lying on a situation you just now been aware of. Now, he told you from day one, and, you know, you're like, well, okay, I know what the situation is. So, yeah. But now it's like, I mean, because in all honesty, yeah, you would probably have a right to be upset because it's like, okay, you've been around me. I don't know how you feel about him, but, you know, if y'all feeling.
I like him.
Okay, and if you like him.
I liked him. Actually, I had a crush on him 2 years ago, but, I made the first step.
He should have said something. He should have said something. I will say that much in your favor. He should have said something. He should have been real with you. He should have told you from the gate, you know.
Right.
I'm married. But now he playing this old Nico shit. Y'all ain't got no sex tape, do y'all? Well, I guess not. Y'all ain't fucking
never had sex, so.
I know.
Ain't no star rides coming down in that bathroom.
Surfboard.
No surfboarding going on.
And
my brothers feel like, well, you know, he married, he probably tired of his wife, you know, or they probably going through stuff, and then they feel like, okay, well, this is the only man that ever done anything for you, and I'm like, okay, that's probably true. But I feel like also in the back of my mind, like you're trying to buy my love or you're trying to, you know, buy me basically.
Yeah, you know what? And that sounds pretty much like right. But, I mean, me personally, I ain't going to buy the cow without me tasting the milk. But nevertheless. Oh.
Right, so yeah. What do you think his motive is? I mean, it ain't gonna be no pussy because you can get pussy anywhere.
Right,
and
I mean,
here's what it boils down to. What if one day,
diabetes?
You know,
maybe his shit don't get hard or something. Maybe you got to take them dick pills and he don't, you know, this time ain't right yet. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out because 2 years, a car, kids' clothes, and Marty, like you said, a couple of bills. Yes, you do know you on the fucking side of the menu now, right? You do know they come with all that.
Oh no,
you know.
I know eventually he probably will, but I feel like she said, maybe he's trying to have me on my own. You know, like when I'm ready. But, I mean, I don't know, y'all. So just leave it alone.
Okay, but
what happens when you
decide that you are ready, and then that I'm gonna work it out at home. You know what I'm saying? Well, how's that gonna hit you? It's like, you know, that's why I said.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't love. He's telling me that he loves me and that he's been, you know, that he's in love with me. I explained to him that I don't love you and I'm not in love with you because even though I've known you for 2 years, I don't know you. So I can't just say, like I'm not about to play along with that. Like, you know, some females will be like, oh, he said he loved me. I told him I love him back. No, it's none of that. Like, I keep it a 1,000 with him. When he tells me he loves me, I'm like, oh, okay. Like,
well, you don't talk about the weather after you say, hey, man, you know, I love you.
No, I mean, like, but you know what? I have cooked for him, Now, this is what I do know. He always eating out. Like, she doesn't cook, from my understanding.
Not
like,
always. He's
always eating out. I feed him. I cook him meals and take it for him while he's at work. I text him, be like, hello, how was your day? How's your day going? You know, and we conversate, you know, and I mean, I don't know if it's because he's not used to that or if he, you know, but then you got to think of it like this, too. Like, what the fuck did you do to her to make her stop doing those things at home as well?
He in a relationship.
And who's to say that that might be his shift when he's gone from the house? So she's not expected to cook during that time.
I mean, yeah, but you have to cook for the family. You have kids. He works at, you know, from 1 o'clock in the afternoon to 10 o'clock at night, and so you would expect to, you know, send him dinner, whether they leftovers or not. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
not if he
I don't know.
Home, not if she's used to him not coming home. That's what I'm saying. If he don't come home,
well, no.
It may not have been you. It could have been somebody else who was cooking him dinner.
Well, you're right. But guess what? I know his, and it's crazy because I know his routine. And he's at home every night. He never spent the night with me. He never stayed with me at nighttime. And, you know, I don't, you know, take him. I don't, like, when he texts me and be like, you know, I'm, you know, with the family, I'm like, oh, okay. We talk about his kid, with his daughter, and, you know, like, everything. I don't know, y'all. It's deeper than what I'm really telling y'all, but it's crazy because I'm really like, I mean, I like him a lot, and it ain't what he does for me because I can do that for myself. I mean, I'm the type of person where I always being the type where I get it out the mud. I don't depend on no man, and I don't ask no man for nothing, and I don't even ask him for anything. You know, he'll tell me, like, well, if you needed help with this, why you didn't say nothing? I'm like, because I'm not going to tell you. You know what I mean? Because I'm so used to doing it on my own. And, you know, he
you
gets
know
upset
that.
About that.
You know
but
what?
But that's what I'm saying.
You are his emotional relationship side piece, if that makes any sense.
No, it doesn't. So can you explain that?
If you ain't fucking him, but you guys, you have conversations about family and his family and this, that, and the third, you know, you're his gateway to having another relationship, you know, the shit ain't going right with his wife, so you are his, like, hell, emotional relationship, like, mistress, you know.
Oh, man, he said mistress.
I mean.
Oh, man. And you know what? I asked him today, too. I said, so what is my label? What do you consider me as? I said, am I the mistress? Am I, you know, because I'm very outspoken, very opinionated, and I don't bite my tongue for nobody. So
I asked him,
huh?
And very stingy. I'm in 2 years. I ain't got a piece yet.
It is what it is.
Shit.
But I mean, like I said, I care about him, but I don't feel the same way that he feels. And like,
but how you
the
told
stuff,
him that?
Yeah, I did. And I mean, I can't tell him to be like, well, quit telling me you love me, because I mean, you feel the way you feel, and I can't stop the way that you feel, but you can't, for like, he'll say, I love you, I'll be like, oh, I love you too. Like, you know how you try to catch somebody off guard with it, and they be like, oh, I love you too. And then when I don't give him the same reaction, he's like, oh, okay. Like, I mean, do you feel like because you're doing stuff that you feel like I should love you because of your money? I don't care about your money. I'm, like I said, I'm not no gold digging type of chick. I don't care about how much funds you got, because I done been with men that ain't had shit. So, you know.
Right up your alley.
Huh?
I said, I'm right up your alley. I ain't got a damn thing.
I mean, it's just like, and I appreciate, and I let him know I appreciate everything that you're doing, you know, but I just be asking questions, and he'll just be like, just let me handle it. Just let me handle it. I'll be like, I mean, it ain't nothing to handle either. You're going to, you know, divorce her. You complain about being so unhappy and things like that. So if you're going to if you want to be happy, if you tell me that you're happy with me, and then on the other note, but you're like, well, let me handle it. I mean, shit, it ain't nothing.
Do you give him that option?
Huh?
Have you ever told, like, put that option out there, like, you either go and divorce
her
or quit fucking with me?
Of course, yeah, of course I have. But, I mean, I'm not going to force you to leave her if that's not, I don't want to seem like I'm like, oh, well, you leave her. Like, why you ain't left her yet? You know, stuff like that. I just tell him, like, look, this is how I feel. I feel like if you're unhappy, then an unhappy person would do what they need to do to be happy. Like, I was in a relationship for 7 years, and, of course, I left because I was unhappy. I wasn't happy anymore. No matter how much I tried to be happy and try to make the situation or a relationship happy, it wasn't happy. It got worse. So I left. You don't put there's no time limit on your happiness. If you're happy, then you fucking unhappy. You see what I'm saying? I understand.
So that means you ain't that unhappy if you ain't left yet.
Right, and that's what I try to tell him. Like, look, obviously you're not too unhappy about the situation. You know, but he always says, you know, my daughter. See, and like I tell him, I'm never going to stop you from being a father because you're not with her mother no more. It's still not going to stop you from being a father. You see what I'm saying? So if your only excuse is your daughter, then I don't know what to tell you.
I mean,
well,
you have an excuse too. What about your kids? See, and that's what people don't understand. You might want a father, not to say you want him to become a father to your children, but
right.
Hell, you might want a father figure for your children. You feel what
right.
I'm saying? And
right.
just like he's looking out for his daughter, hey, you could say the same thing. I'm looking out for my kids too. You know, you have to be over there with your daughter. Well, who's here with my kids? Who's here
right.
being that family person with me and my children?
Right, and then,
so,
I
so
mean,
you,
my
so
kids
you don't
know.
You
and then my kids know him. My kids
know
him, but they don't know the
relationship.
Right, they don't know the relationship that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, even if we did decide to have sex or if we did decide to be as one, you know, like, where does that leave? You know, my kids going to be like, well, where is he at? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Or,
you and
then I'll be like, oh,
out.
Well, he was family he was
stuff.
Family number one, and he
mm-hmm.
can't spend time with family number two tonight. So, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
I understand that aspect too. But I try to keep my kids as uninvolved as possible. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, that's all I have is those two. You know, and I don't want them to become attached to someone and then they
but then
not,
they're not there. Then
right.
Not,
and then they looking
end
like.
End up being there.
Right. Because they looking at me now like, well, damn, mama, what you do? What happened? And I don't need them to look at me like that. You know what I mean? So I try to keep them as uninvolved as possible. Yeah, it's crazy, y'all. But I appreciate all y'all's advice. I really do. Man, I don't know, y'all.
That'll be $5.
What?
You all cash, money order, or plastic?
Okay, before you get off here, I gotta ask one question. I mean, on a scale
what's
from
up?
1 to 10, I'm just
uh-huh.
asking scale of 1 to 10. All right,
mm-hmm.
10 being love, 1 being ugh. Where you at with him?
With him? Oh man, So 10 being love, 1 being ugh. I'll say a 5. I'll say a 5.
5. Hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's going on, y'all?
What's happening? Who this?
This Keita. I'm just listening in. I accidentally pressed 1, but I'm here. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Okay. Well, we doing good. We trying to get Lil Miss Pimp to see what's going on. Lil Miss Pimp.
I came in on the end of that.
Man, so, look here. This girl, she bad. Like she got motherfucker buying cars. She got motherfucker paying bills. Ain't gave up nothing. Ain't gave up shit.
Oh, man.
Ain't gave him none? And he buying all his stuff?
He's married.
But still, why he buying all the stuff?
Why is he? I don't know.
And you accepting that?
Yes.
Right. That's where I'm at, Keita.
But that's what I'm saying. If she know about it, and she willing to accept it, then accept it. That's how I feel about it. My thing is, you need to know the real of it, is what I'm saying. And when
right.
you decide that
See,
you,
you
that this is not what you want to do anymore, you need to be able to make that decision and not
right.
leave it up to him. That's all I'm
right.
saying.
And that's basically what it is, because he's not going to make that decision. He's going to tell you what you need to hear. He got to be happy than a mug if he's still over there with her and the kids. You're not a second family. He just bought your love. You just said that.
No, I didn't say he bought it. I think that's what he's trying to do.
And he done bought you cars. He done paid your bills. That is bought love.
Yeah, but I don't. I never told him I love him.
No,
I never told him
confused.
I love him. He tells me that he loves me and that I'm in love. That he's in love with me. I never told him that.
That's why I said he's in a relationship and you ain't. Shit, y'all, hell, to him,
why
hell,
you.
Y'all
go to him. I don't understand why you in this type of relationship for the money, because he buying you stuff. I don't.
No, I never asked him for nothing. I never asked him for anything. He just know what it is that I've been knowing him for 2 years. We've been talking for 4 months now on a personal level, and 2 months into us talking is when I found out that he was actually married. And
you just kept on with that.
You said what now?
And you just kept on dealing with that.
I mean, yeah, because at the time it wasn't no cars or anything involved. It was just conversation.
Why are you conversating with a married man? What was you getting from that?
Good question.
See, you building this whole situation for yourself. He don't have a problem because he's doing exactly what you want to do, be married and have you over here to talk to. Leave that foolishness alone, because you just said earlier you don't have nothing but you and your kids, and that's all you got is you and your kids. Now you, your kids, and him, and he not with his first family. He with his only family. You not his family. Go and find you a man for you, and a man that's going to be father to your children, and leave that foolishness alone, because it's a man out there will do all that he's doing plus, and you will get exactly what you need. Because that right here is foolery. It ain't even no sex, no love involved. What are you doing this for then?
Now hold on.
That's why I say you shouldn't accept gifts from a person that you have no real intentions with. I mean, it's false, you know what I'm saying? It's false hope or whatever.
Well,
whatever
I never said
it's
that
false.
I didn't have no intentions with him. It's just the situation that he's in.
He's in a situation, honey. He's in a marriage.
Well,
if because he's married is the reason why you won't do this, then because he's married is the reason why you shouldn't do that. You know, it's like you can't pick and choose what you are and aren't going to do because he's married, if that's the reason that you
right.
use it. I mean, that's bullshit. I don't know how else to say it. It's like, if because he's married you will accept a car from him, then because he's married should not stop you from fucking him. I mean,
what's the difference? What's the difference? You don't accept the
you're
car.
Right.
Spot,
you're absolutely
you know?
Right. Wow. Well, you know what? I think I'm just about to leave this whole thing alone. And
yeah,
because
you're going to keep on running behind your own tail. You're going to be running in circles because he ain't going nowhere.
especially because you've been, you know, knowing this man for 2 years. I mean, 2 years into knowing somebody, you should know that they're married, whether you're dealing with them personally, intimately or not. You know,
okay,
like,
hold on.
He don't wear a wedding ring. So
that was my question.
Really, like, the 2 years that I've been knowing him, it was a constant interaction with us. Well, let me put it like this. We knew of each other and dealt with each other over the years, over a couple of years, but we actually started talking 4 months ago. He's a police officer.
Okay.
So we didn't have run-ins. Not those kind of run-ins.
Hold on. That was my next question. 2 years. I mean, you've been knowing this guy 2 years, and you never had an inkling that he was married.
He doesn't wear a wedding ring.
Sweetheart. Wait. Sweetheart, most married men that's cheating don't wear a wedding ring. What do you mean?
Well.
Oh, my.
Like I said, I've never been involved with no. I've never been married. I've never been involved with nobody that has been married. So, like
be.
I said, this is
that
all
you
know.
And you shouldn't be because.
Yes, I wear my ring. I still pimp.
It happens that way because you truly have some females that don't care. But, sweetheart, if you're looking for a relationship and someone to spend the holiday with your kids, then you got to find you a real man. That's not your man. That's that wife's man. That's her whole husband. He got a whole wife, and he ain't going nowhere. He going to tell you all day long it's about the kids. And once the kids graduate from school and all that, it's going to be something different.
Oh, man.
Especially considering he never shared that with you off the top. I mean, like Cass said, to your credit, I mean, shit, that's something that he should have been straightforward with from the giddy-up. I mean, you just,
right.
whether you was just friends and whatever, if you knew the man and y'all had any kind of conversation in 2 years, the fact that he was married should have come up
been
at
brought up.
Some point or another. Yeah, you know. And
yeah.
Like you said, you know, you should have had that choice to say, okay, well, I can deal with that or I can't. And now that, you know. At least if he would have given you that choice, then you could say, okay, well, shit, I'm going to accept your gifts regardless because if you married and you let me in, something is the matter, you know, because. Shit, you came looking for me in this situation, you know. Shit,
right.
You let
right.
me in. I didn't come knocking on your, you know. I didn't come looking for you. You came looking for me or whatever. But at least you
right.
had the choice.
And that's what I. That, and that's the only thing about it is that it ain't that. I can do without the car. I can do without his money. You know, it's given to me. And no matter how much I refuse it, it's still there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. I think I'm just about to just leave the shit alone. I'm about to leave it alone because, one, I don't got time for marital problems, and I'm not even married. So, yeah, I think I'm about to leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate everybody's advice, and that's my solution. I'm about to leave it alone. Oh, man.
Well, I you didn't have the cop 2 months. I think you should give him a little taste of something. Shit.
Look at you.
I
was trying to get rid of his ass.
Yeah, he ain't going no damn way. He gonna, man, and he a cop, too. He finna go ballistic on you. Girl, please. You ain't even going to be able to have no boyfriend. He going to be running license plate numbers and everything.
Oh, man, don't do that.
Don't do it. That's a police officer, and he married, and he banged you cars, a whole car, and paying bills.
Mm-hmm.
You belong to
that's
him.
That's a stalker.
That's
why she ain't going to end good. She's going to be a stalker.
So, I mean, how the fuck do I do this then? How do I leave him alone?
Just stop answering his calls. Don't answer the door. Just stop. Find you something to do. Stay away from him.
You have that car at the precinct.
Is that car in your name?
Nope, it's in his name.
See,
nope, it's
his name.
Saying, he didn't give you no car. He gave you a rental. Because as soon as you fuck up, he's taking it back.
Well, you're right.
And got a badge to do so. So he ain't even know, so he ain't even technically gonna be in the wrong because he got that badge protecting him for whatever the fuck he do. Well, shit, she took my
car.
I had to write to go blow her shit up. You know what I mean? Whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man. All right, so well, I'm about to get up off of here so I can get these kids up in the morning.
Well, I bet he gonna be like.
Woo,
like,
you said
fuck
what?
Sin City and every motherfucker on there.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Well, thank you. I appreciate y'all.
Good luck, hon.
All right. Thank you. I'll talk to y'all later.
I'll say give him a little taste.
Right.
Give him a little taste.
Always give him a little taste.
Bye. You always talk about some damn ass. Bye.
That's exactly. Shit. You need to get a little taste, shit. Car, clothes.
Shit. It ain't her car.
Somebody gonna,
it's here.
Somebody give me something. Cars and clothes.
Tell
and bills.
That motherfucker show up at the school.
Say a little head or something, huh?
Clothes off the kids.
Hell
these
yeah.
Are my clothes.
Shit.
These are my clothes. These ain't your clothes, little nigga. I fucked up.
Yeah, that was gonna happen. The dude's going to be walking to school. He's going to be talking about, hey, come here. I need that shirt.
Ooh.
Right.
I'm Officer Friendly. I'm Officer Friendly. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
You can trust me.
Right, right. And next thing you know, shit. Whoa.
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, shit. Oh, yeah. Now, come on. Now, all right, now, come on, y'all. Now, I heard the politically right answers that y'all gave. I'm not disputing no answers that nobody gave. But my thing is this. We all human. I mean, you can't pick and choose who you fall in love with. I mean, I guess you can to a certain extent, but when it happens, it happens. Okay, she fell, she didn't. I don't know. She said she didn't fall in love with a married man, but, I mean, come on now, let's be realistic. That car, that bunny.
It's something.
Kids
it's something. You not have to
like she said, she's going through something right now. He's being there for her emotionally and financially.
He's
and
not being
not
there for her.
And it seems like she cares about him. She seems like she cares about him. So, but my thing is, the longer you stay, if you have a problem with it now, you need to go ahead and get out because the longer you stay, the more you are going to start having those feelings.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Then it is going to get harder and harder for you to leave. And then your whole life is going to start being intertwined with that person.
Yeah. He's not helping her emotionally. He's destroying her emotionally. He
wait,
saw a
wait,
way
wait,
to
wait,
get
hold on. Now, y'all bashing him a lot, man. Y'all bashing him a lot. Now,
I'm not saying she's right.
You saying that he's destroying her. I mean,
I said that because they just said that she said she was going through something and he's there helping her emotionally. No, he is not.
I didn't get that. I got that he was the one going through the emotional wreck.
Well, no, she said she's been going through some problems and that they conversate all the time. And that they've been conversating that it wasn't, and this was before he started bad cars and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so they have started talking to each other emotionally on the emotional level.
Her first words was she was going through financial troubles.
Yeah, exactly. Financial shit.
That
I
was
mean,
her
I'm saying,
financially.
Like,
and he stepped in financially.
No, that's not what she said.
No, that's what she said. Now, was I the only one that heard that?
I heard it too.
I'll say,
she said her
problems were financial.
That's why he borrowed the whip. That's why he let her borrow the whip. That's why he bought her kids some school clothes. And that's why the bills
were. Where he fit in.
And, I mean, I can honestly say because I've been through something similar, but, like, you know, I'm married or whatever, and there was a guy that offered to buy me a car. But because, you know, it was like I can never accept that. Well, you know what I'm saying? I can never do that because I never gave that man not one inclination, period, whatsoever, that I had any feelings for him or whatever. And still to this day, that motherfucker, you need anything? You need anything? No, I don't. I don't need anything from you because nothing, I don't give a fuck what it is, nothing is free when you're dealing with, you know, when you're talking about something like that. So even though you know that I'm married and you know if I accept that car from you, then eventually that's going to have a fucking price, you know, eventually. So it was like, no, I would never, I'm not going to accept anything from anybody that I don't have any emotional attachment for or any, you know, I just can't do that, you know, and I don't think that anybody should. I don't care what your situation is. You'd be going through the blues, but like Kenneth said, it's somebody out there that's willing to, you know, go the whole way,
Hold on. Now, once again, I hear what y'all saying. See, here's the thing. Like I said, this is the key part that everybody just chimed in on the emotional. Like I said, first thing that came out was I was going through financial trouble. And let's call a spade a spade. A chizza is a chizza saver. I want to be saved. And motherfucker came with that cake. Wait a minute, we got to call on, Lord.
Which is why I said he just bought your love. And she like, I don't love him. You ain't got love.
He
bought you.
Yeah. Motherfucker said, look, we can go right now.
What up?
And I go get you your car.
What's going on, LaFonda?
Not much. My off day.
How's the very life?
They got quiet. Who married you? They all married. Like, everybody got quiet.
It's like that.
I ain't hear nothing y'all just said. I'm like, wait.
LaFonda, you still married LaFonda? You done got rid of him. You done got rid of him already, LaFonda?
No, I'm still married.
Are you?
Hell. Yes.
So in the words of Dr. Phil, how's that working for you?
Yes, I'm still happily married. Don't talk that.
Okay. That's what's up.
Oh, that's why you didn't stay your ass away from Sin City, huh?
No. You know, I just recently graduated and got a really, really nice job while I'm a supervisor. So I worked a lot of hours.
Well, LaFonda, last time I talked to you, you was on your way to jail. And shit.
Yeah, man.
What?
Hold on. First of all, I got arrested for driving while swimming in Porter County at 3:00 in the morning on my way to work.
Right, that's when you was on your way. That's when you just got out of jail.
Man, when I say they dropped all the charges, but they charged me with littering, so I had to pay a ticket. So did nothing go on my records, but I thought it was kind of bogus.
Okay.
Wow.
So you even gave up Young Shy Town, huh?
Fuck him. Like, I'm happily married. I'm happy.
So are you still doing Good Corner Music?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. You ain't fucking around with all the rappers no more, huh?
No, I still do rappers every now and later, but...
You say you still do rappers?
Oh, you come on, in that type of way. not like that. No. No. That's what you're trying to say. No, I didn't.
I ain't trying to say that.
Yeah, you were trying to trip her up. You were trying to trip her up. I heard that shit.
You know,
like, not
I
at all. Not, that's how
you know
I
got to mess with Laquanda. I ain't heard from her in a minute, so you know I got to mess with her. But no, now seriously though, y'all, back to what I was saying. I mean, I understand what y'all said, and everybody had valid points. But like I said, the one part that the key ingredient that everybody seemed to forget, it was her thing. I mean, come on, let's call a spade, people. It, like Keita said, he bought it. He bought the love. He bought your affection. He bought your time. Because now, if he didn't get that car, pay them bills, or buy them kids clothes, motherfucker wouldn't have been fucking with him. Because she had enough, she had what? Her own problems she had to deal with.
Well, if you start off a relationship like that, that's what I'm going to be expecting from now on anyway.
Exactly.
Well, no. Well, now, see, hold on, LaFond. You came in on the end of it. Now, what I'm saying
I'm
is that if a person, no, I mean, because of the
it still stands true. You allow that stuff. And then she turned around and she
gives
him the choice.
You have to tell a man that. Because men don't get that. Like, you start off by buying me shit, I'm going to be expecting that all the time. Then
exactly.
When you don't do it, I'm going to have an attitude. Because I'm like, okay, well, you spoiled me in this relationship like this. Don't take it away now.
It's going to get real. Give it a couple of weeks. She's going to be back on the show. It's about to get real.
I'm
have to stay
tuned
in.
Right, I and you know what? For all practical purposes, you're right. Because I mean, like I said, I just think like, you all were talking from a love point of view. She wasn't talking from a love point of view. She was talking like, okay, I mean, this is what I got out of it. I got what I needed. I'm back right. Now, how the fuck do I get rid of this motherfucker?
But she didn't get what she needed because the shit is in his name. Like Keith said, she got a rental. She got a rental. He didn't get her a car. He got
because he
loaned her a car.
Yeah,
okay,
it's in my name. You buy me a car, you're going to put it in my name.
Exactly.
Okay, well, everybody, I mean, of course you think like that. Of course, a lot of y'all think like that. But everybody don't think like that. All motherfuckers thinking about is, hey, I got a car.
She got a car.
She
got a car for now. She got a car for as long as she's dealing with him. She got a car for as long as she's dealing with him.
Because the minute she leaves him,
sorry,
that car's going with him.
It don't matter
because I've been in different situations, okay? Yes, I'm older now. She's still young, you know, and there are some things I wish I wouldn't have did, but I did what I needed to do to take care of my kids. And if she feel like that's what she needs to do, he ain't bought no love because ain't no love there. He just bought her the shit she needed. And my thing
that's
is...
That's what I'm saying.
She should, all I was telling her is she shouldn't go no further if she's looking for a true relationship because that's not going to go anywhere. Yeah, he may be giving you the stuff you need right now at the moment, whatever. Okay, that's what you need.
Unless he signs up to be a bank card. I mean, shit, if you want to be my ATM... And it don't never have to go no further than that. And that's what he's signing up for.
If
I mean,
using him for money, then she wouldn't be discussing his wife and kids with us. It's more to the story than what she was telling us.
But that's what I'm saying. Because she says she's starting to get more and more involved with him. So she already knows it's either going to go further or it's not. And she needs to start making that decision now before it even goes.
Got a marriage already. Like, why is you messing with a married man?
People do that all the time.
You know, people do that all the time. I mean, that's not even really a question. At this
you know,
point.
That's where my cutoff comes. Like, okay, you got a girlfriend that's totally different. Y'all girlfriend.
Well, I mean, okay, hold on. Now, I understand, Keita, I respect that, but everybody, that's not everybody's thing. I mean, you know, and her thing, and like I said, this is just my personal opinion, but I think that we're all talking from a love aspect, and she's not. That's just
Zach.
The way. That's just
from
the way.
From a woman's point of view, and I have been a sad chick. I have played my position. I have been a main chick. Why, if she's just in it for the money, you ain't talking about the wife and the kids because you really don't give no fuck. So why is she mentioning the wife and kids? Because she's getting some feelings involved. They've been talking for 2 years.
They knew each other for two years. They've only been talking for 4 months.
Those feelings was already dwelling for 2 years. So
you're already there, man. Come on now. I've been knowing this person for 2 years.
I've been knowing you.
She already had feelings. She already had feelings for him, even if he didn't.
Hold on. If we got feelings like that, that's gonna move to the next level. You're not finna sit here and get the motherfucker, I'll give you a hug and kiss. Come on now. With that being said, because let's be honest, like, ain't none of us no kids, so that's
true. But it's still people.
I gotta wait 6 months. I'm going to wait 6 months. That six-month rule shit don't apply to us no more. Motherfucker, either we going to do it or we not. You're not going to sit here. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm 40 years old. There's no way in hell a woman going to sit here and tell me, okay, well, I got to get to know you before. No, you going to give me some ass. Either you are or we ain't fucking around. That's just the bottom line. I don't know how many motherfuckers that old gonna sit there and say, all right, well, let me play this game with her. No, that's not gonna happen.
A woman knows within the first 5 minutes of meeting a man if she gonna fuck him or not. Now she might not fuck him on the first date, but she knows if she gonna fuck him or not.
Yeah, she knows if she wants to fuck him or not. Yeah.
Right. And she don't want to fuck him.
Look at you. He knows if he want to fuck you or not, though. But it doesn't mean that it's going to happen. But that's like real talk. Like, if I fuck you on the first night, I don't want to fuck with you after that. Like, real talk. If I make you wait, that's because I feel like you worth waiting on. And I mean, that's coming from a woman to a man and not a man to a woman. I mean, we could run through niggas just how y'all run through females and not respect y'all just the same. Some of y'all do end up being just fuck buddies. But if she just talking about is money, there's no way she should be on this phone even discussing that he's married and he got kids. What do they have to do with his money coming to you? Nothing. She asked
No. Hold on. It got a lot coming to her because, shit, I can't get as much as I want.
For what? Ain't no feelings about she don't love him. She don't love him. For what? Why does it matter? All you got to do is bring that money to me. I don't give a fuck about your kids and your wife.
See, you're not here. Okay, you said bring that money to me. Well, I can't bring all my money to you because I got a wife and kid. I can't bring all my money to you.
Apparently, she happy. He's taking care of her financially. But what I'm trying to tell you is that it's just not financially because she's talking about the wife and the kids.
Okay,
the wife
because
kids,
she has feelings.
About the wife and the
man,
kids.
Ain't no feelings there. Ain't nothing but the money there.
And when you was in your mid-20s, you cannot tell me that a female, if you were having sex with a female, sex is a fucking emotion. And you do it enough, you go catch feelings. I don't care what nobody say. There's no such thing as just fucking.
Okay.
And you ain't never catching no feelings. You ain't going to fuck nobody for no years, 2 years, 3 years, and not catch nothing.
In a lot of cases, those feelings was gone after I got up. Damn, you still here?
No, it's
fucking him. She not fucking him. She don't love him. She don't this. She don't that. Why are you on this phone then talking about this man? You got some feelings somewhere for this man or these feelings.
She got some feelings for him. She ain't sleeping with him. She ain't doing nothing with him. Bullshit. She sleeping with that man.
It's called ATM.
Ain't no man stupid enough. Well, let me take that back because it is some man that's stupid enough to do that.
Especially if the fuck got it. Most females are, you know what I'm saying, looking for a fucking, I ain't going to say all females, but a lot of women are looking for a payday anyway. So, I mean, shit, a lot of the times nowadays, these chicks ain't giving up shit without money no how. So, it is ATM.
I got a niece right now. I'm trying to set up with a motherfucker at work. I said, he a simp. You ain't got to do nothing for his ass. You ain't got to do shit for him. Only thing he want is a damn side piece on his arm to say, I got me a girl. To make his fucking life feel like it's worth something. You know what I'm saying? I say he'll buy you the fucking world. Keep your hair done, your nails did, all that shit. And you ain't got to do nothing for him.
Now, that's great, but if you continue to do that stuff for her and they keep on communicating, at some point, you going to like them at least a lot.
Oh, shit. I got
yeah, so you stop giving your ass money.
ATM.
So if it's all about the money, Zach, why I don't understand. When I chimed in, she was talking about family number one and family number two. If it's all about money, why are you trying to build a family with him?
Man, you see, there's a lot of stuff you didn't hear. She ain't fine.
Oh, yeah, if I'm asking y'all to fill me in.
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
I'm saying was,
with a dude, I'm not questioning what he's doing with his family. I mean, I really don't care. I don't see what the point is.
Because that wasn't what we were talking about. We were talking about, I was explaining to her, we were talking about the kids because she had said something about, you know, he talks about he, you know, doesn't want to leave because of his daughter. And I was like, well, he may not ever want to leave because of his daughter, but I told him you have to think about your kids too. And, you know, they might want a father figure in their life and things like that. And she said, yeah, how can I really? She said she tries to keep that away from her kids because how can she explain, oh, he can't come over today because he's with family number one. That's what she was
now,
saying.
Now, my question is, why is they having a conversation about him leaving his wife if all he is an ATM to her? That shouldn't be a conversation.
But that's what I'm saying. They already said they communicate with each other, and these are the things he is telling her. This is what she is saying. But, of course, I already told her, don't believe that type of stuff, because if he was that unhappy, he would be gone.
Okay, but now, hold on. Here's my thing right here. Y'all keep saying that, but then every time he say to her, I love you, she changed the subject. So
yeah.
Why the fuck is she? Okay, so now, once again, my question is, okay, you're saying this, okay, you changing the subject because, and she stated it, I don't love him. So why are you worried about him leaving his family anyway? You don't want him like that. You just want him to be where he's at. And that's giving you money.
No. I didn't take it like that. I took it as she's saying he married, so she really feel like it can't go no further anyway.
Oh no.
But
that's
the only
not,
reason.
I mean, but if a person's constantly, okay, all right, let's just say me and you keep saying, let's just say me and you are an idol. Now, same situation. And I'm telling you I love you, and you said, or you telling me you love me, and every time you say it, I'm like, ooh, look at the, what time is it? Look at the weather. Ooh, it shows it's hot outside. Come on, now. You really going to be sitting there like, okay, but then you turn around. Now let's just say y'all her girls. Or Marley, you my guy. Now, Marley, I'm telling you, hey, man. She keep on telling me she love me, man, but shit, man, I don't love her like that, but shit, nigga, you see this nice-ass car I got, and she didn't lace me, nigga, I got money in my pocket, got a nice car, you know what I'm saying? Shit, motherfucker paid a couple of bills over here. Marley, are you really going to think that I'm in love with the girl or that I got these type of feelings for
her? Hell no.
It's a whole dimension. That's why, and I understand what y'all saying, but see, y'all speaking from the heart. That wasn't from the heart. I mean, because the first thing that was said was, I was going through financial problems. Second thing was said, yeah, he tell me I love him, that he love me, but I don't love him.
Well, she can't love him.
She can't love him
anyway. Even if she wanted to try to love him, she can't.
Why not?
Because he's married. Because he's loving somebody else. He's married. So when you pour your heart into somebody else, you're giving your whole self to that person.
And it's not fair because that person is not giving their whole self back to you. So she, what to me, what she's saying is, I want to have these feelings. I have certain feelings for him. I believe she has feelings for him. But she can't love him. I don't believe she can.
She don't want to love him.
Right.
That's the difference.
Maybe she don't, because she know it can't go no further.
No, it ain't the fact that she know it can't go no further. It's the fact she don't even want it to go no further.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because we had that discussion, too. We had that discussion. Can a person love more than one person at a time? And, you know, some of us say, yeah, we think it's possible, so... If she wanted to love the man, she could, whether he was married, whether he was crippled, whether he was, you know what I'm saying, in Malaysia or whatever. If she wanted to love him, she could. She would. But she don't want to love him. And there's a difference between, I mean, you, like, love chooses you and you, you know, but you can't, you know, if you fall in love with a motherfucker, you really, the other circumstances don't matter. It don't matter. I don't think. I mean, if you love a motherfucker, you love them. It don't matter what their situation is.
True that. Then you bump your head and wake up.
Hey, now, it's your choice whether or not you choose to stay in that situation. But if you love a motherfucker, you love them. I mean, I just don't think that love doesn't give a fuck about anything but itself. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, it don't care. He doesn't care.
Well, she only been talking to him for 4 months. This is what I was saying. Everybody say
well,
like they've been talking for a long time.
But he loved her, so he say. And it's
okay, well,
only
it's
months.
Only been 4 months. That's what I'm saying. I've been with people who told me they love
other.
Me. If I don't love them, I say I'm not going to say it.
It's not just been really 4 months. They just been talking for 4 months. They've been knowing each other for 2 years.
I mean, you could know somebody 10 years
and
don't give a fuck about them until you get to know
exactly.
them 4 months.
That's another thing. She said they just started talking. Talking is part of a relationship. That's the beginning part of a relationship.
Exactly.
We talking. No, y'all not.
Okay.
If it was just money, y'all not talking. You just getting him for his money. Ain't no talking involved. Talking is the beginning of a relationship.
But that's what I'm saying. She said she didn't get the car and all that. So it was like a month later. That's what I'm saying. They were talking first.
Wait. Hold on, come on now, come on now. I mean, now, use it. Come on. She said they've been talking for 4 months. She got the car a month or two later. Come on now. Okay, I'm going to pull my heart out. I'm going to tell you all my financial burdens, my financial wounds. And he put his cape on and he jumped in. Come on.
Okay.
You're 4 months in. You 4 months in. Your kids got clothes. Your motherfucking, you got a car. And you're getting your bills paid. Now, at the same time, in the same breath, you say, I don't love him.
It's more to this story. She ain't telling us.
Well, she said that. She said it's really deeper than what I'm telling y'all. She really did. She said
that. That's what I'm saying.
She
did
say that.
Because this is
more to the story.
The key word. Talking. If you just in it for money, you ain't worried about the wife, you ain't worried about the kids, and y'all definitely not talking. Talking is the beginning of a relationship. All right.
Okay.
I bet y'all
are going
to hear about this.
All right, y'all. We ran over, so, I mean, Keita,
tomorrow.
You got any last word? Yeah, we're on tomorrow, too.
I'm going to holler at y'all tomorrow. My show is tomorrow at Tilly's, but I'm going to call in live.
Okay, that's what's up. Marley Marl, you got last words, man?
Great show, you know. I'll try to call in tomorrow.
That's what's up. Look at Stone, last words.
I've enjoyed myself. This has been some real shit. You know I'll be back tomorrow, baby.
Okay, that's what's happening. That's what's happening. Janine, you got any last words?
Yes, this was a very interesting show. I really enjoyed it.
I need that sound bite from Shaft. Such a cynical motherfucker. This is just such a cynical motherfucker.
All right, y'all.
All right, I thank everybody that called in. Thank everybody listening via internet. Y'all know how we do it. Same bad time, same bad channel. And we have this bitch. Peace.